No, today is March
31st, and Mary's going to record a couple things first on top of this list.
Good to give me the list.
Take the microphone, please.
Oh, at the airport, Ross saw a Target circle. Not the advertisement, but just the circle. I don't know what it was doing on a door. And Ross said Target.
Or, it was one of those in-out signs.
I don't know. No, it wasn't one of those in-out signs. It was a Target that was on a door for some reason. He pointed to some cat food at home and said, "That fish, you know." And then I said, "No, that's chicken." And he said, "That's chicken." That's it. Brian, turn. Oh, this morning he said, "I hit me."
Yeah, right. I got that down there. Okay, can I have that list, please?
Okay, and let's see. We have several things this morning from Ross.
Good.
This is Monday morning, March 31st. He saw some keys in my pocket. I wasn't jingling or anything. He sort of saw them bulging. He said, "I want keys." He said, "You got keys in the pocket, right, Russ?"
Yeah.
Say, "You got keys."
Mm-hmm.
Say, "You got keys."
Mm-hmm.
You got keys, Russ?
Yeah.
Something that Mark had said, "What is that?" And then he said, "I hit me." That was what you said, right? "I hit me."
Yeah, that's what Ross
said. Why did he hit himself?
I don't know.
But this morning, when he was waking up, he said, "My leg hurts."
Mm.
And I guess he's got a little problem with the back of his leg or his ribs. He said, "My leg hurts. That really doesn't look too good."
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
No, I want a bandage on it. That's all I want. And then he said, "My leg hurts," like his legs hurts, but he said "chip" instead of a plural.
He said legs.
Legs. Well, I heard "leg hurts." You said "my legs hurts."
That was here.
Yeah, that's. I heard it as a BS, as a TY. Okay. I heard it as a palatized T. Okay. He was reading his book and he said, looking at the front of his Sesame Street book, he said, "Dancing." And he said, "That my book." And we told him not to get any yogurt on it.
Sugar.
And then Ernie book, he called it the Ernie book.
My book.
You want your book?
Just get the stuff off the table, bro.
My book.
Ross, you go sit down, okay? And then he went over to Mark and handed him his pillow and said, "There you go, Mark." Real nicely. "There you go, Mark."
That's old.
He says that a lot. Yeah. Okay. And he said, "There, Mark," also. And his pillow dropped. Grouch. That's the grouch.
Grouch.
That's Oscar the grouch. Oh, he said that nicely. Real quietly.
A gopher.
Is that the gopher? Oh, Grover's shoes. Those are Grover's shoes. And he, Grover's shoes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then pillow drop, he said, "Oh, drop."
Froggy.
And poor baby.
Froggy.
Froggy?
No.
Oh, that's not a frog,
Rob. Monster?
Yeah.
Grover's?
No, Grover's nose. That's Grover's nose. Who's that one?
Oh, wow.
That's the grouch, yeah. And who's that?
Oh, count.
That's the count, yeah.
It's not
Oh, here's the, who's this?
Count.
That's the count, yeah. They look a lot.
We don't know who that is.
That's somebody else, yeah.
We don't
have
a name for it, so we call them counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the, who's that?
Oh.
Mark Spitz did a good job on it.
Is that you?
Yeah.
You are Sherlock Hemlock?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Bee Bird.
Uh-huh.
Bee Bird.
That's Little Bird.
Little Bird.
Yeah.
What are
that?
Huh? Bee Bird?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
I'm not sure. It's got wings, though. See the little wings?
Yeah. Bee Bird.
Big Bird?
Who's that?
That
little Penelope
Celia.
Oh, yeah.
Not
gone.
Yeah,
is.
Anyway, Monday, which was March 31st, Ross said, "Ernie, I put back a drawer. I put back Ernie." Interesting little locative there. Marky's being bad. And then Brian said, "Are you being bad?" And Ross said, "No being bad." Then he said, "Me get mommy." Brian, could you, what is that? You put this in here.
Me get mommy.
Back? Bear?
Hmm.
Are we turned off?
Yeah. I asked him to get mommy back. I wanted mommy to come back up into the dining room. And Ross went down the stairs and said to mommy, "Don't go. Come back, mommy." Yeah. So, you know, he translated the idea of getting her back into "come back, mommy." He understood, you know, the act of it, the speech act and all, and how to translate it into words.
At another time, he said, "Daddy down there?" That was downstairs. And then I said, "No." And he said, "Daddy upstairs?"
Mm-hmm. Is it down there or downstairs?
Down there.
Down there.
Okay. Daddy down there?
Mm-hmm.
I said, "No. Daddy upstairs?"
Okay, and Ross was in his room, and he didn't want the light on, and he said, "Hurt eyes off light," all single words. And then he pointed to, now this was pointing to Mark or pointing to, what was that? That baby called Mark.
Oh,
he was pointing to Mark.
Probably Mark.
Yeah, he said, "That baby called Mark." I think he was pointing to Mark, and he said, "That baby called Mark." Mm-hmm.
He likes to do that.
And
he
on the
says,
first.
Name,
right.
Sometimes he'll say, "Name
right.
Celia."
Yeah.
We've looked at pictures and
right.
said the names of people.
And he also points to himself without even being asked and just says, "My name, Ross."
Oh.
Without even being asked or anything, he just says, "My name, Ross." And Tuesday, yesterday, the first, he said,
"I drop a picture."
Mm-hmm.
That was one picture that he dropped.
Yeah,
so he said, "I drop a picture."
Mm-hmm.
He paused a moment, said, "Dropped."
Drops, yeah.
Then he threw down all the rest of the pictures, and he said, "Pictures."
Pictures, yeah. Very good. Of course, yeah, okay. And then also I note...
Plural on the table.
Right, and he said pictures a little later in the evening, too.
Any more bologna?
No.
Are you a good boy?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
A lot of work to say something.
And Ross says, how do you say bird, Ross? Bird?
Bird.
See that thing there, Ross? What's that?
What's that?
Oh, bird.
Bird.
You did that right.
You did it right, but he often says bird with a T.
Bird.
Well, he also says bird, bird.
Birds.
What's that?
With a...
Birds.
What's that, Ross?
Bird.
Good, very nice.
Good, Ross.
Very nice. Mm.
But see, there's also the confusion of burp and bird.
Oh, I know. Bird of Ernie and burp.
Burp, Ernie.
You have to burp?
Burp and Ernie?
You have to burp? Burp? Burp?
Burp.
No burp? Burp. He knows what I mean by that. Where's the bird? You have to cough?
Yeah.
Poor Russ.
April 6:59. April 3rd. And Ross wants to say something to the tape recorder, don't you, Ross?
Yeah. You guys. And said, yours phone. Where's bottle? It's in the refrigerator. Right there.
refrigerator. Refrigerator. You want to say refrigerator?
Ball.
Oh, bottle. He says ball still. Refrigerator? Say refrigerator. Say refrigerator.
Oh, milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Is it empty? No.
Hello, are we recording? Yes. Okay, Mary's going to give most of these. On Tuesday the 11th of April. Mary?
Listening to a TV commercial, and as it was going along, Ross sort of repeated, loves, loves, it's that love commercial.
Mm-hmm.
No sags, love. He sort of sang it.
Mm-hmm.
He was reading his book, and he pointed at the count and said, I love the count.
He does?
Yes.
Oh, that's the count of Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
The count, right.
About Wednesday, the 12th. This is April 3rd.
That's 13th. Oh, I'm sorry. We were talking about the 11th. Tuesday, get the date wrong. It's Tuesday was the 1st. Okay. Now, on the 2nd.
Which was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Ross started to go out the door to play in the snow, and he looked back at me and said, have fun, Mommy. But he was the one who was going out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, have fun, Ross. And he said, I have fun. Close the door, Mommy.
Good.
Good,
and
Mommy.
And on the same day, he was, Mark went pee-pee in his bed, and Ross said, Marky, baby, go pee-pee. And also on that day, oh, he said, here, yours wine, instead of your wine, yours wine. He was giving some wine to me. I said, I was all done with breakfast, and he said, you all done breakfast? Then he saw David Copperfield on TV, and there was David Copperfield bit the man, who he was staying with, and the man said, the boy's a biter, he must be taught not to bite, and started to whip the boy. And Ross was very impressed, and he said, bad man, hit boy. And he went around saying that for the next couple days.
Break a baby.
What about the baby, honey?
Break a baby.
Break a baby?
No.
Oh, where's the baby?
Right here.
Right there is a little baby. Yeah.
My baby.
Very nice, Ross. Okay, then on the Thursday, April 3rd, he said, he was jumping on the bed.
He said, Marky, go. And I've heard several things like that from him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it means. But
just doesn't mean anything.
It's like it's a word that isn't designated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of kids do that. Word. Yeah, it's a word. And then Ross was jumping on the bed, and he said, more jumping. And then he said, I do jumping.
I do jumping.
Yeah, and he talks about food. He said, I said, what's that? And he said, eats. And what he meant, it was food. And he said, downstairs he was looking at the hippopotamus on top of the TV, and he said it was a doggy. And I said, no, it was a hippopotamus. He said, oh, hippopotamus, cat. There was a cat, and the hippopotamus is biting the cat. I was trying off some Hungarian on him, and he seems to do real well in imitating papír. He understood papír because it was like paper. And kérs and enyém. And then he said, I tried to teach him majom, which is monkey. And, oh, by the way, enyém is mine, and kérs is as you want.
He's saying my om.
Yeah, he said my yom. My om.
No, he said my om. Yom.
Yeah.
And then he switched it later to my
that
om.
Baby.
Yeah.
That
right.
Baby.
Instead of a monkey.
That
is that a baby, honey?
Uh-huh. For Ross.
And then on the 4th, on Friday, Mary said, can I get by? And Ross said, of course, Mommy. And then he said, what about the bunny?
Oh, okay. He put the Easter bunny card
mm-hmm.
back into the
mailbox slot.
Into the mailbox slot and said, "There, Bunny, there, Grandpa, there, Grandma. I give Grandma Bunny. I give him Grandpa."
Good.
The idea was that he was putting it back into the mailbox slot for it to go back to his grandma and grandpa.
Right. And then on Saturday, the 5th, was it? He said, "I want to go pee-pee." And, oh, he also said, "Mailman." When the mailman, he thought the mailman had brought something. He said, "Mailman," so he knows mailman. And he said, "Oh, wow, a letter." Is that right, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And today, on Sunday, the 6th, he said, I said, "What is Bert eating?" He was talking about Bert and Ernie. Careful. And he said, Bert's eating his food. And then he went to his room and got the Fibby. No, he said Fibby.
No.
Yeah. And I said, "Oh, you got your Frisbee." And he said, "Yeah, I got Fibby."
Where's your Frisbee, Ross?
Frisbee?
Fibby door.
No, I hear Fibby. Well, it's between Fibby and Fibby. Yeah. Fibby. Yeah, it's a little higher than I said. Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Let's see if it's on here. He's by the way, he's still saying, yesterday he said Poons. It was at George Potts' house. "I want my Poons." And Mary says, he says Poons. Boons. With a B, yeah. But anyway, the S is still at the end. And music is still Mukit. What's that, Russ? Boons. It's between P and B, yeah. I think a little bit on the B side, but it's not a clear B either.
No.
No. It's sort of, it's not Poons. No, it's not. It's not an aspirate. It's just a Boons. Yeah. And he saw the Easter Bunny. Do you see the Easter Bunny, Russ?
Yeah.
What does the Easter Bunny do?
Easter
Bunny what?
Easter Bunny eggs.
Eggs. Oh, Easter Bunny eggs. Uh-huh. Did he go to the Big Rock Candy Mountain?
Yeah.
He did.
A little train?
Train.
The train? Go choo-choo?
Choo-choo.
Uh-huh. And what did the bunny do?
Bunny did the train.
Bunny did the train, right?
Yeah.
The bunny happy?
Bunny happy.
Oh, good. Bunny was happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sunday, April 6th. Brian has something to say to us.
Where?
Right there by you.
Oh, okay. Ross said, "Right there, baby." I'm trying to remember what that was. Oh, there's a baby right there. It was in the...
Right there, baby?
Right there, baby. There's a baby right there. It was, in a book. Oh no, it was putting the baby down. It was putting Mark down there. Right there, baby. Okay, putting Mark down. That's right. Put him right down there. I really wish I remembered it better. I don't remember the context.
Monday, April 7th, Ross said, "Easter eggs." And I said, "What does the Easter Bunny bring?" And Ross said, "Easter Bunny eggs." And then later he picked up a little chocolate egg. And he said, "Candy." And then he said, "Candy egg."
Candy egg. Uh-huh.
I hadn't said candy egg at all, so that was... I think the mailman's here.
Let's finish this.
I guess... Oh, later on it was, "I guess Daddy are working."
Mm-hmm.
I guess Daddy...
Work.
What's that?
I was going to bite Ross, and he said, "Don't bite, eat." I think he kind of meant, "Don't eat me," or "Don't bite me," but he said, "Don't bite, eat."
Well, there has been this thing where he says, "I'm going to bite the food," and we say, "Don't bite, eat it."
Oh, right. Okay, might be that.
He picked up a purple egg after having been told several times that, we had gone... That one was purple, and another one was purple, and this one was yellow, and that one was red. And he said... He picked up the purple egg and said, "That blue?"
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, and then about last week sometime, we were in the store, mm-hmm. and
we went by the, I told the tape recorder that I would remember this one. We went by the toilet paper, and Ross said soft pillows.
Soft pillows.
Which comes from that stupid ad.
No, really?
From television.
On soft toilet paper?
Yeah, it's little pillows of softness.
Oh, really? What brand is it?
It's got a little girl on the front of it. They advertise Stroft. I don't know what the brand is.
Okay. The other thing is that Ross has learned, can imitate all the color names. He says purple, green, blue, red,
purple,
red, red. Red, blue, 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 green, blue, green egg, green, red, good. And he doesn't really, I don't know that he knows which is which in any way.
Let's see what he says.
No, well, I mean, we'll work on it, but I don't know.
What color is that?
It's a comb. It's not a comb, it's a shovel. I'm going to turn it off here.
Okay, go ahead.
That's an egg.
What color? You can turn it off. What color is this?
Color egg.
Colored eggs.
Yeah, we did color the eggs. We colored them pink. And what color is this? Colored that one green. What do we got in the yellow one?
Egg.
It's a pink egg.
Pink egg.
Purple egg. What color? Purple egg?
It's an egg.
I know, but it's a purple egg.
It's an egg.
Purple egg.
Purple egg. That's a green egg.
Green egg.
Pink egg.
Pink egg.
Pink, he knows that one.
Purple egg.
Purple egg.
Violet egg.